This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Agnes Houston joins me in the studio and I'm so excited to have her with us. Hammond Care's International Dementia Conference is happening tomorrow and they've brought her out. Good morning, Agnes.
Good morning. It's lovely to be here in this sunny Australian weather.
Yes, well, it's sunny for you. It's the middle of winter for us. Now, let everyone know where that beautiful accent is from.
I'm from Scotland, Glasgow area, and the sun isn't shining at the moment in Glasgow. Apparently it is raining.
Oh, there you go. All right, so you're here. Now you're speaking at the conference tomorrow.
Yes, I'm delighted. Colm from Hammond Care invited me 2 years ago, would you believe?
Wow.
It's a long time in dementia time, and planned it. For me to come and be a keynote speaker, and I am just thrilled.
Amazing, amazing. So talk to us, tell our listeners about your journey with dementia.
Well, I've been diagnosed with dementia of the Alzheimer's type for 10 years this month. Who would have believed it? When I was diagnosed, it was in the dark ages of dementia. They didn't give you much hope. And it was only when I was introduced to the Scottish Dementia Working Group, a campaigning group, that I found hope and inspiration and found out that there was life, that you could live and choose to live after a diagnosis of dementia.
Wow.
A reasonably good life too, I'll
yeah.
tell you, because here I am in Australia.
And I mean, you mentioned off air that, I mean, it's just different.
Yes. I think if you'd known Agnes before diagnosis, I was multitask person. I was a
You were a nurse?
Yes, I was an army nurse, would
wow.
you believe? I was trained in the army. I went on to be a preferred intensive care, you know, type of nursing, A&E. So yes, that's the kind of person and where I came from. But when I was diagnosed, I was working with an Australian chiropractor.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, in Scotland, which was quite new. And we talked about wellness and hydration and good posture. And rather than going down the sickness campaign of a nursing where people came in sick.
Mm.
We were doing more prevention.
Yeah, yeah.
Loved it.
Now, there's a common misunderstanding on what dementia is. Now, as someone who is journeying through dementia, tell us in your own words, what is dementia?
Well, dementia is an umbrella term for there's many, many different types of dementia, over 100.
Wow.
So when they say Alzheimer's, that's only one type. And that's what I've got.
Yeah.
Dementia of the Alzheimer's type. And dementia, everybody, when you hear the word dementia, they say, oh, do they remember you? They forget how to dress, forget how. And I found that dementia was more than memory. And the biggest challenges I had was sensory.
Sensory. So talk to us about what that looks like on a day-to-day basis.
Well, on a day-to-day basis, crossing the road. How many roads do you cross? Well, I have difficulty crossing the road with sensory overload, judging the speed and the distance of cars, and frequently get bumped by cars. So recently I was told that I was not safe to cross the road on my own. I need assisted travel. And also, due to my dementia, I have neurological vision impairment and have been put on the partially sighted list, which means that I use a white stick and various things like that. So that's only one sense. I could then go and say, when did you last go out and have a meal?
Mm.
Noise pollution.
Wow.
Ah, the noises you experience in day-to-day living, and especially at this beautiful time of the year with the vivid stuff that's going on. But oh my goodness, the crowds, the noise, the sensory overload. It's a person for me, person with dementia, the sensory overload is overwhelming. And so I've had to learn to tips and strategies on how to be able to go for a meal and enjoy everyday activities by using these tips and strategies and knowing when it's too much and when to withdraw.
Wow. Okay. So what helps? Are there any particular things that have helped?
Well, when you go to a restaurant for a meal, the noise of the waiters, they play music, the crash, and people are enjoying themselves, so they talk louder. So there's certain areas in a restaurant, if you go to the, where you're back against the room, go to the end of a table. These are wee tips and strategies that you can find that the noise will bounce off. You can concentrate on just not the whole table's conversation, just one or the person next to you, and try to learn to block out a lot of the noises. So it was people with dementia. It wasn't professionals that told us. It was people with dementia themselves who found this out by default.
Wow.
And which is why the booklet came about. Dementia can be more than memory dementia and sensory challenges. It was a group of people at a conference like Hammond Care, one of the worst places you can go to when you've got sensory overload because of the noise and the hype and everything going on. And we were at a conference and there was about 35 people with dementia and we were all at the back of the room, really quite disturbed. And we thought, why in this conference is nobody talking about the sensory issues? Why are they talking about all this when sensory is a big part of it? And I said, well, I'll go and see if we can find funds and we'll write it ourselves, which we did.
I love that. If you want things to be different, do something different. I'll do it myself then. Good on you.
I think that's what we've found. We, the people with dementia, have found professionals were thinking of dementia, and I call it the old dementia, which is the dementia when I was nursing. The only people with dementia I got to meet were people who were challenging, were people who were in a crisis, and where people had very little time left to live. But there is a beginning, a middle and an end of dementia, and we were only seeing the end. And many people now, especially in Scotland, we get early diagnosis. And so with early diagnosis, you're getting people like me who have still a lot of life left, and they're prepared to use their skills to make life different. And we're saying to the professionals, can we collaborate? Can we work together so that the outcome is for all and not just one or two?
So good. Wow, absolutely love what you're doing. And you actually were awarded just last year, you were recognised, I should say, in the Queen's Birthday Honours and awarded an MBE.
Yeah, I was so, it was so emotional. You get a letter and you have to keep it secret. Imagine asking anybody with dementia not to say anything. So my daughter Donna immediately hid the letter and then I forgot about it until, you know, it was nearly time. So yes, I was very fortunate. And but that I seen was not just for me. That was for all the people with dementia who campaign. And there's many people have died. They've never been recognised. They didn't want recognition. And I thought it was something special that, that came about. So yes, so when I was walking towards in Buckingham, I went to Buckingham Palace, would you believe
that?
And when I was walking, and they take you in a special route, special areas, and then you it's almost like walking the long line, and all these photographs are up, and I was looking at photographs and I was thinking, do you know, the photographs I would like to see up here are people of the past, people that sometimes I can't remember their name, and I feel quite emotional at the moment, people who've died but who helped me on the way. And I wouldn't have been walking that, and I wouldn't be receiving what I was receiving if it hadn't been for the giants that were before me, and there'll be many, many more come behind me. you know, really.
Amazing, amazing. Agnes, thank you so much for sharing your heart with us today. I mean, there's so many listeners who either have dementia or they're caring for their parents or grandparents with dementia. And I think everything you've said is just going to be so incredibly helpful. And you're going to be amazing tomorrow speaking at the conference.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for coming in.
I just wanted to leave one word for the listeners. Mm. There's many, many people with dementia. And if there's anybody there out there who are having a particularly hard time, remember that this too will pass. And that our thoughts are with yous all. Dementia, there's many faces of dementia. There's many types, as I said. And one size doesn't fit all. So we don't all have positive, great lives, and we have down moments, and I'm choosing to spend my happy moments with you. I could spend down moments, but I've chosen to tell you the good.
We are so glad that you've chosen your happy moments to share with us. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Bye.